best weather ever for Saturday night. Yeah, big full moon and
yes,
not a breath of wind. It was a bit fresh, but no, I couldn't have asked for a better.
No,
better
it wasn't
night.
Too bad. I mean, I did a stint just after the Lantern Walk. And then I came back sort of midway through, well, I think I was on at 1 a.m. But it was, you know, it wasn't, I sat a jumper on and I was fine. So
it was perfect. So we were very lucky with the weather. We had a few showers throughout the day, but, you know, Relay's not the same without a bit of rain. So
yeah. All right. Well, let's get to the facts and the figures. I heard on the news 600,000 thereabouts statewide.
Yep. That's what we're sitting at the moment. Yep.
And how much locally?
So we're looking about 111 at the moment, 111,000 for the northwest. So, and that number will increase the next few days. We've still got a fair bit of team, quite a few teams still cashing in their fundraising. As well as everything that came in on the weekend. So on-site registrations as well as all the merchandise. We sold a fair bit of merchandise as well. So we're looking at hitting our target of 130,000, I think, this year. Yep.
Terrific. Sure. Yep. All right. So let's talk about where the money goes. I know that the money raised stays locally in Tasmania, but what do you actually use it for?
Yes, certainly. So that's really important for us to share with everyone, that the money that is raised does stay here in Tassie. We're 90% community funded, so we really rely on our communities for this money. And it goes towards our support services. So you might have seen the transport to treatment cars around, especially on the coast. It's really important if you live in, you know, rural, that it's nice to be able to get to your treatment.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you, for instance, if you live at Marawa and you've got to go to treatment in Launceston or Burnie, that's, you know, that's a fair way. And particularly it helps out, I think it helps out older people because not all of them have access to vehicles. It's very important.
No, and our transport to treatment service is fully run by volunteers, so volunteer drivers, and they get on board and they're all free trips for cancer patients. So it's really important for those people to be able to have that service available to them. Mm. So that's one of our support services, but we also have some art classes, yoga classes for people who are going through treatment, who just need that little bit of relief from their day in, day out treatment process. But we've also got our prevention team. So getting out there, the best way to beat cancer is to prevent it. So getting out there and educating schools about SunSmart, alcohol use and quit with smoking. And then also, obviously, clinical research. So cancer research, that's where a fair bit of the money goes to too.
All right. Well done to everyone involved in Relay for Life, particularly the Cancer Council crew, but everyone who pitched their tent and got involved and did the walk on Saturday. Now, you've got the gala coming up, Unite in Yellow.
Correct, yes.
So that's going to be what, June?
26th of June it is. Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. We've brought that back into June. It was postponed last year, obviously, due to COVID.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Sarah's all over that and starting to get it all prepared, and we'll come out with all the exciting news about the speakers, et cetera, soon.
Yep. Yeah, and the brilliant raffles. I mean, it literally is the best on-site raffle and auction I've ever seen.
Hopefully we could top last year's again. Oh, yeah, well, we had a lot.
Yeah, it's really hard to get really great prizes.
Yeah, no, we're very lucky with the generous donations that we get across the state. And, yeah, so it's shaping up to be a pretty exciting night again at the Parnapple Centre.
So, okay, June. And tickets are on sale now?
Not quite yet. Not quite yet. Just trying to finalise the last few bits and pieces, but they will be up for sale soon. And
All right. And shout out to Gina and the entertainers on Saturday night as well.
Yeah.
It certainly helps. We're walking round and round and round and round, and it just helps to have a bit of music in the background. It's really good.
Yeah, look, we really appreciate everyone who donated their time for the event. The event's not just the walk, but, you know, we had peppermint parties out there with the disco dome for a couple of hours for the kids. The food vendors get on board. We had a bunch of kids' activities as well as all the entertainment, live entertainment on stage. So.
Tell you what was really good is to see the amount of young people involved doing the walk.
Yeah, so we had an amazing five schools join us this year, Marist College being our biggest school, and it's something that we've really been focusing on the last few months to get the schools more engaged. I did a thing called the Purple Couch where we interviewed a few of the people and did a bit of a video, and I spoke to some of the kids, and it was their first relay, and they were really, really keen to get on board again next year. So we'll be looking at that again in the next few months and touching base with schools. I'm actually heading out to Smithton tomorrow. The high school out there are doing their own mini relay for an hour.
Oh, okay, right.
So, yeah, they're getting involved. Obviously, Circular Head was cancelled last year and they do it every 2 years. So they wanted to do their bit for this year's relay and are hosting their own little mini relay at their school grounds.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it's fantastic to see the kids get on board and yeah, they all know what it's for and they understand. And unfortunately, they've all been touched by cancer themselves, whether it be a pop or an N. But yeah, so hopefully we'll see a lot more schools in the future.
The Lantern Walk is certainly the highlight of the evening, and it just gives you, and as you said, we all know someone, or you know, if we've not been affected ourselves by cancer, we know someone who has.
Yeah, definitely.
And that applies to probably 99% of everyone listening.
Yeah.
Beautiful moment.
Yeah, the candlelight ceremony is really special for us. There's never a dry eye in the on site during that moment. It's a moment that everyone can stand still and have a moment of silence to remember someone that they've either lost or someone's going through cancer and everyone's there to support each other.
Mm. Thanks for coming in. Well done.
Thank you so much, Darren. Loved having you there and hope to see you there again next year.
Will do. All right, Alicia from the Cancer Council. This is 7AD.